Like AC, you have such an enormous mask.
All the better to, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what the big bad wolf says. I can't relate it to a mask though. Some kind of how.
So this year I was thinking about Christmas cards, or as Big Fatty would say, Crima cards.
Are we even going to do Crima cards this year?
I don't know. It might be fun.
You know, the post office has been so busy. Should we bother them with the Christmas cards?
That's a very good point. We definitely need to send Big Fatty a picture of our Crima trees.
Yeah, we'll do, but we can do that electronically.
That's true.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Are we even going to do
Big Fatty
this year?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3339 of the FO for two, I say Tuesday, the 24th of November, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we're going to catch up on voice letters. Big Fatty, we've heard that before. Chili's. Big Fatty, let's go to Chili's. Mr. Cacko loves to go there. No, not that Chili's. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Chili's today. Because, y'all, it's chilly. It only got into the mid-60s on Monday in Charleston. Y'all, Monday night, 45. I will have the love a chamber, portals open. Be ready. We don't need to hear about any kind of any of your openings, whether it's a portal or your butthole. Be ready. I don't believe I said butthole. Yeah, so y'all, today's census comes to us from the Good Humor Penguin. That's Michael Fine. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener, been listening for 11 years. Big Fatty, I thought he lived in Walnut Hills. He does. Okay, anyway, his favorite segment is Axe Big Fatty. He says, what would you change? He said, just keep podcasting and always be yourself. Be Fatty. That's easier said than done. He's called the voice letter number. He's been to a Pride 48 event, several of them, in fact, but has never, never utilized a special chair. And as far as the last time he sharted, he says, it happens every time I eat Mexican and Italian foods. I always pass gas. Chili Willy, it just can't get any better. Well, anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, what was I saying? I had me some supper. Y'all, I had a chicken pot pie. Y'all had a beef. No, it wasn't a chicken pot pie. I had the beef flavored chicken pot pie. Beef, ready? Oh, y'all, it just gets worse. Anyway, let's see. And then, what did I do? What did I do? I watched 60 Minutes in the news, and y'all, that I just turned on the sports ball game. Y'all, that Mean Keen, the official sports ball ambassador to the BFO, you know, he's a Kansas City Chief, and y'all, they've got that hot that hot boy that's the quarterback, and y'all, he's like an M&M, melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Big Fatty, I don't think he's getting anywhere near your mouth anyway. and y'all, then about, I don't know, it was probably about 9:30 p.m., y'all, I just decided I was ready for bed. And so, y'all, I went in and I lay down. And let's see, y'all, took a little while to fall asleep, but it wasn't too bad. And y'all slept right through the night. Y'all, you know, with this new sleeping aid that my doctor gave me, I'm evidently getting deep. I'm into the deep sleep, as they say. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the deep sleep. It's kind of like the dirt nap. No, this is not the dirt nap. but y'all, the deep sleep is, y'all, I'm having dreams. And y'all, I can't remember them right now, but it's not coming to me. Ready? That's all the ravages of age. But anyway, y'all woke up. Y'all, it was still dark outside. And so I rolled back over and slept a little bit more. But y'all, I was up before 8 a.m. in the morning. had my coffee. Had a little English muffin. And, y'all, then I decided I was going to call my doctor. I think I mentioned that yesterday about my eye. Well, y'all, I called and the lady, you know, the office wasn't open yet, but I guess they have an answering service. Yes, Miss Big Fatty, yes, it's a mechanical. No, this wasn't mechanical. This was a person. but y'all, I was able to get a virtual appointment with my doctor, and the lady says, I can get you in today at 1:45 p.m. in the afternoon with a virtual appointment. I said, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, I said, well, that'll be good. And so, y'all, I went on about my day, did my nipple walk, got my 10,000 steps, did the big circle. Y'all, they're starting to put out the stand-up displays around the big circle. So they'll be all ready to have a crema hootenanny. Big Fatty, there's no hootenannies allowed. Oh, well, well, there'll just be some crema lights to look at. But anyway, y'all, I got home, and y'all, I had talked to young Nicholas about going with me on Sunday to get some garlands for my columns on the front of the villa. And y'all, I was short one garland to go across the opening where you come up the steps and all. And y'all, then I had my hanging baskets of the ferns, you know. Oh yes, Big Fatty, Fern Gully, we love it. And y'all, they had some poinsettia garlands. And y'all, I measured my hanging pots, and y'all, it was about 3 feet, 6 inches around. Well, these garlands are 6 feet. And I said, you know what? I'm going to get two of those 6 foot ones and cut them in half. Cause you're a cheap ass. Yes. And then put them, right at the top of the pot. So it just a little splash of color, And so I got a couple of those, and y'all, then I went over to the Sam's Club. Y'all, we had gone through all the Sam's Club eggnog, and y'all, it's pre-spiked, and y'all, that stuff is strong. It's just strong. And so I picked up another bucket of that and came on home. And when I was on my nipple walk, I called about my they're coming to fix my ice maker and water dispenser. And I was calling to see what time that was going to be so I could make sure I was home. And y'all, they said it would be between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. in the afternoon. I said, thank you for calling. Y'all, I just kind of piddled around the house here. And then about 1:30, I thought, well, you know, they've not sent me any instructions or anything how to do this virtual visit. One moment, please. And so, y'all, I went, you know, they've got an app. They call it the Portal. Benny, the Portal. you go in and you can see all your appointments and lab results and things like that. And, y'all, I clicked on my appointments. And, y'all, it said that I had an appointment with my doctor at 1:45 p.m. In the afternoon on December 28th. And, y'all, I'm just like, well, what the hell? So I called again, and I got a nice lady. She goes, I don't know what went wrong. She says, but hang on. And she came back a few minutes later, and she says, you know, I was able to, they're going to be able to squeeze you in sometime between 3 and 3:30 this afternoon for a virtual appointment. But I said, you know, the thing is, and y'all, here's the thing. I woke up on Monday morning, and my eye is not nearly as red, and it's not as tender as it has been. And I don't have the feeling of that, like a stick or an eyelash in there. so I just told the lady, I said, you know what? I had debated whether I was going to call today or not, and I think I'm just going to let's just cancel the December the 28th appointment, and we won't do the 3 o'clock today either. I'm just going to wait and see how it's going, because y'all, I've just been flushing my eye and putting a little Neosporin on the outside where it was red and all. But y'all, it's not nearly as red as it was yesterday. And it, like I say, I don't notice any difference than normal. It's slightly red, but you know, we'll see. that was canceling. Y'all, then I got a call. They're on their way to fix the ice maker. And y'all, the guy was just as nice as he can be. And y'all, the first thing he did was go in and take out the filter in the refrigerator and in the ice box. And y'all put a genuine General Electric part in. And y'all, the damn thing's working fine. I had bought a cheaper brand, but y'all, the first one had worked just fine. I had tried a second one of those when that one didn't work, and it still didn't work. But y'all, he put in that General Electric brand, and y'all, it works just fine. It was the filter, and so it's not the ice maker at all. So y'all, it was a cheaper service call. It still wasn't cheap, but it was a cheaper service call than I had expected. And now that I've done that, I think that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. It's that time again. Okay, so let's see. So the other day, because I was only down to, let's see, 2, 4, 5 unopened 12-pack cases of cans of Diet Pepsi, I went to the CVS's and bought 3 more. So let's see, that's what, math is hard. 36 cans of soda for $6.36, because the sodas alone were $6.79 per 12-pack. And I believe the sale was 3 for $3. And then I also had $3 in extra care bucks. And then I also got $2 more in extra care bucks from this receipt as well. So I saved $14.37 for a total savings of 71%. So huzzah. And Joe and the boy genius are trying to figure out why the fuck I'm not buying more damn soda. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Princess Hannah, you know, I don't drink the carbonated beverages. I guess the Peter G. Tonic water is carbonated. And every once in a while, I'll have a little ginger ale or one of those little bitty cans of Coca-Cola, but not very often. But sounds like you've got the storage warehouse of the Diet Pepsi-Cola.
Oh, poor Big Fatty. Hi, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
You know what? I should just do this on the LLC, because that way we'll hear it before the new year. I'm leaving Miss Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain home from my Smoky Mountain Christmas hoot nanny getaway. And I have to tell you, it was okay. We hear you. Sorry, I'm turning and I don't want my coffee to spill. Turning onto the Veterans Boulevard or whatever it's called. Anyway, we've all been listening to you bitch about this Apple Watch since you got it. And the truth is, we're all hoping that when Apple calls you back, they tell you that Big Friday, walking does not equal exercise. That's the funny thing, is you think that just because you're walking, it's going to give you exercise credit. No. Poor Big Friday. You have to have your heart rate up. You've got to be within that zone where you would actually be qualified as exercising. And just because you're walking does not mean you're exercising. Well, you would think that poor Big Friday would have figured that out at some point, but I guess not. All right, I gotta run. I'm fast.
Yeah. Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Vader, it said that your call was coming from Collier Drive. My best to call you. But anyway, y'all, that was one thing I did not tell you about for right. Y'all, I packaged up that Apple clock and the fancy boxes it came in and the charger, and I went to the FedEx store and put it back in the inventory, if you will. So anyway, y'all, I think I just got a lemon. I hear you, Vader, but it was if there's one thing, I'm a creature of habit, and I walk the same way every day. Betty, you got all that right with thank you for calling. And y'all, I played that one a little bit. I played that one a little bit out of order because a lot of the voice letters that are in line are entries into the contest. Remember, you got till 5 p.m. in the afternoon Eastern today, Tuesday the 24th, to get your quarantine content contest. Entries in, and we'll announce it the winner on tomorrow's little show. And y'all, the other ones I had were just too long to fit in. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at the enormous little show. And Casey and Holly, what's your hardest decision this season?
Are we even gonna do Big Fatty this year?
Oh, Big Fatty, let's hope they do Big Fatty. And
you can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.